Then Samuel said to all Israel, Behold, I've listened to your voice. For all that you said to me, and I have appointed a king over you. Now here is the king walking before you. But as for me, I am old and gray. My sons are here with you, and I have walked before you since my youth to this day. Here I am, testify against me before the Lord and His anointed. Whose ox have I taken, or whose donkey have I taken, or whom have I exploited? Whom have I oppressed, or from whose hand have I taken a bribe to close my eyes with it? I will return it to you. They said, you have not exploited us, or oppressed us, or taken anything from anyone's hand. So he said to them, the Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day that you have found nothing in my hand. And they said, He is witness. Then Samuel said to the people, It is the Lord who appointed Moses and Aaron, and who brought your fathers up from the land of Egypt. Your stand, so that I may enter into judgment with you before the Lord concerning all the righteous acts of the Lord that He did for you and your fathers. When Jacob went into Egypt, and your fathers cried out to the Lord, then the Lord your fathers out of Egypt and settled them in this place. But they forgot the Lord their God, so He sold them into the hand of Sisera, commander of the army of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, into the hand of the king of Moab, and they fought against them. They cried out to the Lord and said, We have sinned because we have abandoned the Lord and have served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. But now save us from the hands of our enemies, and we will serve you.
Has put a king over. If you will fear the Lord and serve Him, and listen to His voice and not rebel against the command of the Lord, then both you and the King who reigns over you will follow the Lord your God. But if you do not listen to the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the command of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you, even as it was against your fathers. Even now, take your stand and see this great thing which the Lord is gonna do before your eyes. Is it not the wheat harvest today? I will call to the Lord that He will send thunder and rain. Then you will know and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord by asking for yourselves a king.
Consider what great things He has done for you.